There is one more Hans Christian Andersen story I want to share today. It's my favorite, The Emperor's New Clothes. There once lived an emperor who was so fond of fine new clothes that he spent all his money on the handsomest outfits he could find. His interest in clothes took up so much of his attention that all his time was spent going to places where he could be seen in them. In fact, the only time he went to the park or to the theater was when he had something new to show off, and he was known as the emperor who wore a different outfit every hour of the day. One day, two travelers arrived in the great city where the emperor lived. They had heard of his fascination for clothes and so asked to have an audience with him. The travelers were shown into the emperor's dressing room, where he was sitting on a chair with a red velvet cover.
Good day, your majesty. We know what splendid taste you have in clothes and wanted you to be the first to know about a wonderful cloth we've learned to weave.
Yes, we've traveled to China to learn the secrets of the silkworm, so we're able to create a material the like of which no one has ever seen before.
Not only are the colors and patterns extraordinaire, but clothes that are made from this material become invisible to anyone who is not fit to be in your employ, or who are hopelessly stupid.
Indeed, they must be very fine clothes. By wearing them, I could find out which men in my empire are not fit for their duties. I'd be able to separate the wise from the stupid. Yes, I must have that cloth made for me at once.
You'll never be sorry, Your Majesty. You'll be the wisest ruler in all the world.
Say no more. I'm convinced. Here is a sack of gold. I want you to start work immediately.
The two travelers unpacked two looms and were given an apartment in the palace where they were to work day and night until there was enough material to make the emperor a new suit of clothes. They ordered the finest silk and the costliest gold and pretended to work at the empty looms until late at night. But the gold went into their pockets, and since the cloth was supposed to be invisible, nobody realized that they were only pretending to weave. The emperor waited anxiously, pacing up and down in his room, eager to see this remarkable material he had been promised.
I should like to know how much of the cloth they have ready now. Could it be true that whoever is stupid or unsuited for his work will not be able to see the cloth? Suppose I... of course, I'm right for my position as emperor, and I'm certainly not stupid. Still, though I don't have to be afraid for my own sake, I'll send someone else to check on how they're doing. Everyone's as anxious as I to see the finished product.
So the emperor sent his oldest and most trusted minister to the weavers, since he was considered to have much wisdom and intelligence, and no one was more suited for his work than he. Well, the old and trusty minister entered the room where the weavers were working at the empty looms and exclaimed to himself,
"Dear me, I can't see anything, but I mustn't let them know this."
The weavers invited the old minister to come closer to the looms and asked him,
"Isn't this the most interesting pattern you've ever seen?"
"And these colors, have you ever seen anything so bold and exciting?"
The poor old minister opened his eyes even wider and even put on his glasses. But, alas, he couldn't see anything because there was nothing to see. He thought to himself,
"Dear, dear, am I really so stupid? Oh, how could I think such a thing? But am I unfit for my position? Have I been fooling myself and the emperor all this time? Well, nobody must ever know it. No, it would never do to say that I cannot see the cloth."
"Well, my good sir, what do you think? You seem to be struck speechless by what you've seen. Is it too overwhelming for you?"
It's really very fine. Yes, yes, quite charming. What pattern? What colors? Yes, I shall tell the emperor that I am very much pleased with it."
Well, we are happy to hear that, but we can't continue unless we have more money as well as more silk and gold. You see, we can't get this shiny effect without the gold. Even some silver would help. Then we could work it into this moon shape we're working on over here.
Of course, I can see your problem. I'll tell the Emperor immediately about it. He'd be very unhappy if you were unable to complete such a remarkable piece of cloth.
The old minister did as he promised, and the Emperor sent over the things the weavers had requested. However, they put everything into their bags, the silk and gold and silver, and then kept on as before, weaving on the empty looms. Before long, the Emperor's patience wore thin, and he sent another trusty counselor to see how the weaving was going, and how long it would be until the cloth was ready. The weavers welcomed him into the room.
"Well, my good man, isn't this a fine piece of cloth? Look at it over here under the light."
Yes, it is very beautiful.
Do you think the Emperor will be pleased with this pattern? We've created something quite original for him, don't you think?
Yes, certainly, very original. Surely I'm not stupid. Perhaps it's the position of counselor I'm not suited for. Yes, that must be it, for I see nothing at all. But I mustn't let anyone know.
You have captured colors in a way I've never seen before. The Emperor will be astounded.
So the counselor returned to the Emperor's suite and told him that the new cloth was the most exquisite he'd ever seen. By now, all the people in the city were talking about the splendid cloth with magic qualities, until finally the Emperor could stand it no longer and insisted on seeing the material himself while it was still on the loom. He asked the two men who had seen the cloth already to take him to the weavers, along with a whole company of his chosen men. They all entered the weaver's apartment, and the old trusted minister exclaimed,
"Is it not magnificent, Your Majesty? Have you ever seen such stunning colors?"
"And the pattern, it staggers the imagination."
"What's this? I see nothing. This is dreadful. Are my worst fears confirmed? Am I unfit to serve as emperor? This is the most terrible thing that could have happened to me. Well, they shall not hear me say that I see nothing. Oh, why, yes, it's just fine. The most splendid work I've ever seen."
The Emperor nodded approvingly at the weavers, then asked the other men in his party to comment. They all looked and looked, but they could see nothing. However, they, like the Emperor, did not want to appear stupid or unfit for their work, so they too said,
"It's very fine indeed.
Splendid!
Excellent! Magnificent! You must wear the new clothes at the parade we're having next week."
"Oh, marvelous idea! And as for you, my good weavers, I shall make you knights and give you the title Weavers to the Emperor."
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Thank you.
We don't deserve such an honor."
"Not at all."
During the next week, the weavers kept up the pretense of taking the material off the loom and sewing the Emperor's new suit of clothes. Candles burned all night, and people would come by to stare at the pair. With large scissors, they made cutting motions in the air and made sewing gestures with needles without any thread. At last they said,
"See, the Emperor's new clothes are ready now."
The Emperor, accompanied by his most distinguished courtiers, marched into the weaver's apartment, ready to be fitted in his new suit of clothes. One by one, the weavers held up each article.
"See, here are the trousers, fit for an emperor."
"And here is the coat and cloak, light as a cobweb."
"Yes, you would think one had nothing on at all, which is the beauty of this material. It is so comfortable to wear."
The courtiers all agreed, but they could still not see anything because there was nothing to see. The weavers continued to address the Emperor.
"Will your Imperial Majesty please take off your clothes and we'll put on your new garments right here in front of the large looking glass so you can see for yourself how distinguished you will look in them."
The emperor took off his clothes, and the weavers pretended to give him his new suit piece by piece, finishing by appearing to fasten the cloak around his neck, followed by a long train. The emperor turned round and round in all directions before the looking glass, admiring what he saw.
How well they look on you.
Yes, splendidly.
Oh,
what
yes.
colors?
What pattern? The old trusted minister approached the emperor and announced,
"They are ready for you to lead the parade, your majesty."
"Very well. Just one final look."
And he turned round and round once more before the looking glass in order to convince the people that he was admiring his new outfit. The courtiers, who were to carry the train, fumbled along the floor with their hands, pretending to gather up the material. Then they walked as though they were carrying something in their hands, afraid lest the people think they could not see the new material. And so the emperor led the parade, and all the people in the street said, "Dear me, what extraordinary new clothes the emperor is wearing! Look how beautifully they fit him!" Nobody would admit that he or she saw nothing, because none wanted to appear stupid. The emperor's new clothes appeared to be a complete success. But then a little child called out,
"But he has nothing on!"
The child's father tried to hush him up, but the people had already heard what the child had said and whispered to one another until at last they all said at once,
He hasn't got anything on!
The emperor's flesh crawled, for he feared they were right. But then he thought,
I mustn't let them see I've heard them.
So the emperor walked on, bowing and waving, as majestic as ever. And the courtiers walked behind and carried the invisible train, which did not exist at all. And the last we heard, the two weavers had taken two of the emperor's horses, as well as all the money and gold they'd received, and rode off, laughing gleefully.
I wonder if the emperor got a little chilly, Princess Tamalpa.
Yes, his new clothes were pretty breezy, and it's time for us to breeze right out of here for today.